Well, good morning. Let's get out our Bibles this morning and turn to the book of Acts. We're in chapter 2 in our time together this morning. We'll be looking at verses 42 through the end of the chapter there in Acts chapter 2. As we continue studying this book, the title of the message is Principles of a Powerful Church. Acts 2. Let's pick it up in verse 37 to catch the flow here. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" And Peter said to them, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Then those who gladly received his word were baptized. And that day about 3,000 souls were added to them. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in the breaking of bread and in prayers. And then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Now all who believed were together and had all things in common, and they sold their possessions and goods and divided them among them all as any one had need. So continuing daily with one accord in the temple and the breaking of bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. Let's pray. Lord, we come to you and we thank you for this time to gather in this place and to study your word. And God, as we have come, Lord, with just the struggles and the various things that are going on in our lives, Lord, as people, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would speak to us. Lord, we know that you have a plan and a purpose for us here this day. We know, Lord, that you are present here, and Lord, you desire to speak to our hearts, Lord, and strengthen our faith, and Lord, bring to us comfort and challenge us and continue that process, Lord, of transforming us into the image of your Son. So, Lord, we ask you just to bless this time. Fill us, Lord, with your Spirit. Give us ears to hear what he would say to us, Lord. I pray if there's any here that don't know you, God, that today they might sense your presence and your love and your life in our midst, Lord, and that they might come into a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. So, God, speak to us through your word as we apply our hearts to wisdom, and we'll give you the thanks for it, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Acts chapter 2, as we have been studying, is about the birth of the church. In fact, it really is a record of the first day in the life of the church. This is the church that Jesus founded, that he said of this church, he says, "Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Now, this church was a church that didn't have a lot of the stuff that we enjoy today. They didn't have public address systems. They didn't have the internet and text messaging. They didn't have cameras and TVs flyers posters or any of that. And here's the amazing thing. This church, in short order, impacted the world so radically in this day that the enemies said of this church, "You guys have turned the world upside down with this message of the gospel." Why? How did that happen? I mean, this church didn't have what many times we think we need by way of programs or plans or anything. What was it that caused them to have such an amazing impact?